I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. In his four-decade career, Academy Award winner Jeremy Irons has never appeared on network television. Until now. He's making his network debut on Law & Order SVU. Irons was joined on the call by SVU executive producer Neil Baer, who sung the praises of Jeremy. And why not? The guy completely rocks anything he's in. Jeremy talked about the fast pace of working in TV, why he took on the role, and what his proudest acting accomplishment is. This site takes a lot of work, so I really appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Jeremy Irons.
You haven't done as much network TV, so why now and why this role?
Because it fitted in time-wise, because I've done no network TV, because Law & Order SVU is so popular amongst a wide variety of my friends, when I mentioned to them that I had been asked to do it, so it's a fantastic show, I always watch it. And then I looked at some episodes. I don't watch a lot of television, and hardly any American television, because I live in Ireland and England. And I thought it had great style and reminded me of those paperback crime novels, which moved very fast and had a great facility. And I liked the way they told the stories. I liked the way they were done. And I thought, yes, I'd love to go and do that.
Was there anything about your role specifically that drew you in about the character you're playing?
No, except I thought he was multidimensional, which is always hard to find on television or any film work, actually. He contained enigmatic qualities. He was a mystery. Basically a good person, but a person who was, you know, who fought his battles in life and to a certain extent come through, and I thought it was a multi-layered role and as a result something that I'd like to get my teeth into.
Jeremy, was there anything you found particularly challenging about this role? I know you mentioned him as multidimensional.
Well, the way the program is made, which is very fast and very the guys who did Kriskram and Marinsky who do it, I mean, they're just so, they have such a facility for it. And I watched them in awe as they worked. And it is a very specific style. And when you're confronted by that as an actor, it's interesting. It's something you think, right, well, do I play against this? Do I play with it? And in fact, the character is written, a lot of the guest characters are written with a slightly different pacing, a slightly different style than the so to speak, home base actors. And it was just a very interesting week.
And do you have any specific memorable moments you had from your time on set?
Many. We had a lot of laughs, and I found I enjoyed working with Chris a great deal. He's a tremendous actor, and I just remember those days as being days where I really look forward to going into the studio and working pretty hard, as we all did. Ted Kotcheff, who's one of the producers, is somebody I've known a little in life, and it was great to be able to spend some time with him. Donna Deutsch, our director, who I hadn't met before, but she manages to make the work enjoyable, and that, I think, is not remembering any specific moment or not telling you of any specific moment, but it's so nice when you go into a show which, you know, has a pretty tough schedule, and the week I was doing it, they were shooting two at the same time, and to find that people were determined that it be an enjoyable experience for everybody. That doesn't always happen.
Law & Order SVU has been on air in the United States for 12 seasons, so what is it like for you as an actor to come in and just sort of step into such an established show?
Well, you have to watch how they do it, because they know how to do it. And to a certain extent, you have to listen to, or you have to watch the actors who've been doing it for 12 years very carefully, because they can do it very well, and they know how to do it, and learn from that. But you do feel you're entering an area of safety, because this is not an experiment. You know, they've honed their craft on all levels, doing these programs. And you just hope that there's an actor coming in, that you give them what they want. And, you know, I hope that they would have told me if I wasn't.
Okay, and as far as working in American television versus working in British television, do you see any big differences there?
Well, I haven't worked in British television for a long time, and I've never worked in serious television in that way. I've done one-off plays in the main, apart from Brideshead, which was a serial, really, not a series. So this is my sort of first experience. But I've always felt that America is, I think it could be said that there is a professionalism which sometimes makes some British work feel a little bit amateur. Now that has strengths in it as well, but it is an oiled machine. When the program, well, I don't think we have Coronation Street, that's been running for more than 12 years, yes. I suppose that's an equivalent, different sort of pacing and different sort of subject. I think there are few, am I right in saying, few American series which have that sort of longitude.
It's the longest running series right now on TV.
Yeah, well, they must be doing something right. I hope inviting me to do an episode is a good decision.
It was a great decision. He's brilliant in the show.
Thank you, Neil.
Some people may not expect to see you on Law & Order SVU. How has going against the expected contributed to your identity as both a person and an actor?
I think I always try to, you know, one has to work within the parameters of the opportunities that are offered as an actor. But I always try to put my foot, so to speak, in a place where it's not expected as I walk along my career. And that is not easy to do, but it is a way of, it gives me great enjoyment doing new things, stepping into areas that maybe are unexpected for the audience. And I suspect it also gives the audience a bit of pleasure because, you know, I can only be me and play the characters I can play, but at least if I'm doing it in ways and in places which are unexpected, it'll give them a little bit of fun. Gives me a bit of fun.
And Neil, and perhaps Jeremy can talk about this as well. Can you both talk about how you've worked together to fit the character to Jeremy's style and strength as an actor?
You answer that.
Well, we wanted Jeremy on the show because we're so respectful of his talent. And what's really interesting is when you see him, he fits into the show quite well, and yet there's something about him, and this is what I think separates the great actors from actors. You want to know him. And so when the moment he steps on the screen, you want to know who this character is, and that's the talent of great actors. And so he brings to the show this intensity, and that is very alluring, I think, to an audience, and that's what we wanted, and certainly that's what Jeremy gives in this performance. And it's a very interesting performance because, as he was alluding to, his character is not just the one-sided. It's a very multi-dimensional character who is struggling with some real fierce emotional issues that he's able to bring to the surface in a way that we can all identify with, secrets that we have that we don't know how to deal with, and things like that. That I think that's the gift that actors give to us. They allow us to see the kinds of daily struggles we all have, and yet they play them before us, and that's what draws us to them. So he does that in the show in such a way that even though there are things about him you won't like, you empathize for what he's been through.
Neil, do you sometimes think to yourself, how do I get some of these actors to come on my show and do the show? I mean, it's a great show, but Jeremy Irons is one of the greatest actors of the 21st century. You know, do you sometimes pinch yourself going, wow, these guys really love this show and that's to come on?
Well, exactly. We go and ask actors, literally, whom I've loved watching on television or in the movies. And so when I've seen, I've seen Jeremy's films from French Lieutenant's Woman, you know, on to Reversal of Fortune and Dead Ringers, and he's, you know, who wouldn't want to work with him? And so when I've seen actors like Robin Williams or Ellen Burstyn, or I saw a film that Jeremy had done with Leslie Caron called Damages that was a phenomenal film. I thought, well, I'm just going to ask them to do the show and see, you know, that all they can say is no. And if they say yes, then we will work as hard as we can to give them a part that they will enjoy and I know that Chris and Mariska just, you know, Chris kept texting me throughout. I don't know if he would like me to say this, but he kept texting me throughout the shoot saying, I love Jeremy Irons. We would get these texts. And so I know that, you know, this is...
We are talking about getting married.
So I know that that's what keeps the show fresh, that you get these unexpected actors who, you know, can just deliver these, you know, soulful performances, and that keeps... That's what we've always said, that the show is really kept fresh, not by changing our regular cast, but having, you know, these great performers come on and bring slices of life that, you know, we can all identify with every week, and that's, I think, been the secret to us, that we just go after people we've always, you know, loved watching on screen, and knock on wood, it's worked.
And Jeremy, this has to be a very big leap for you. Well, the line between television and movies is starting to blur a lot now, especially cable and television and network, too. But this was besides the time factor, what was the biggest challenge, or what did you enjoy the most about doing this type of a medium, television?
Well, there's no difference between television and film, really. I mean, you know, low-budget film, you work as fast as you do on television these days. And there's no doubt that I think work of higher standard is now being done on American television than in many American films. The sort of work and the sort of actors who you'd find doing what could loosely be termed as art movies or independent movies in America are now finding them so hard to raise the budget for, to make them, even though it's a low budget, because of the price of distributing such a film and advertising such a film. More and more actors who we're used to seeing on the big screen are coming and working on television and finding fantastic material. I mean, you know, you've got your Mad Men, Wire, the list would go on and on. And I think in the last 10 years there's been a revolution in American television, largely to do, I have to say, with cable, but it spreads around. And so, whereas maybe 10 years ago I'd think twice about doing television unless it was to be a one-off film, now it's something which is very attractive for actors, especially because it's, you know, this took me just over a week, and the producers were kind enough to say, well, when can we slot it in? You know, when can we do it? When are you free? And so they made it very easy for me, apart from writing me a wonderful character.
Wonderful character.
So it's not hard to make such a decision.
Will we see you again?
Maybe, who knows? You know, they say the way to make God laugh is to tell him your plans.
Did you enjoy the fast pace of shooting on the show, and did it affect the way you usually work?
No, I love the fast pace of shooting. I've always enjoyed that. I've done some shoots which have... they never... I find that quite tedious. It's inevitable, but it's tedious, and I always like working fast and hard. I find it gets my juices going, and if I don't have time to finish the crossword in a day, I'm really happy. So I enjoyed the pace we worked at, and found it invigorating, and you know, because your juices keep flowing, because there's not so much downtime, I think your work is probably better as an actor.
If an actor came up to you, Jeremy, and asked you for some tidbit of advice, what would you give them?
Don't give up.
Sounds good.
What you would say in this country, soldier on.
You mentioned that your character is basically a good person. Do you prefer to play good characters, or do you prefer to play villains, as you've sometimes been typecast as playing?
I've played a few villains. I like playing characters who are not necessarily what they seem. I like playing enigmas. I like playing people who live outside our normal life experience. I say our audience members, life people in life, people who read a watch. Because I think one of the functions of the storytelling of television or film or whatever is to show people in a controlled environment they're watching on a screen, what happens if something happens, and how do people react, and makes them think, well, how would I react? So, to play characters who live experiences, or have had experiences, or live in such a way that is on the edge, possibly good, possibly not, I find very, very, very interesting. They're sometimes called bad people. I'm not sure there is such a thing as a bad type. I think there are one or two about it, but in the main, I think everybody does their best with coping with what life throws at them and what their nature is. In my experience, most people feel sort of neither good nor bad. They know they have both within them. And I enjoy playing characters who are true to life in that respect.
Would you ever consider starring in a comedy?
Yeah, I've done the odd comedy. Not hugely successful, because you wouldn't have asked me that question if they had been. But I used to be known when I was, before I was 30, I was mainly a stage actor. And I was known for comedy, but comedy on stage. Comedy on film is quite difficult because film, by its very, and to a certain extent television, by its way it has to collect as many viewers as it can, the comedy tends to be quite broad, quite all-embracing, and what makes me laugh is perhaps a little bit more individual. So it's very hard to find the sort of humor in a film which tickles my fancy, which of course it has to do if you're going to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. I have got one lurking around that we might make, not this year, but next year. And I'm always looking out for them. But people don't come to me first for comedy, you know? They come to other people, go to other people. They don't think of me as a comedy actor. That's one of the things about the typecasting. You know, you're always asked to do what you've done before.
Jeremy, you've done so many different genres of performance. Is there a medium that you prefer to work in?
No. The medium isn't the important thing, really. It's the story and the character. That's what grabs you as an actor. You know, if you're going to work in certain medium, media, you'll be paid differently to others. But what you're paid has nothing to do with how happy the work makes you when you're doing it. So it's really the quality of the writing, the way the work is protected by those who are, because, you know, as an actor, one is part of a family, if you like. You have a lot of people creating your performance with you. And if that's a good group, and the character is interesting and absorbing to you, and the story is compelling, then that's all I look for. And it could be in theatre, on television, in movies. The medium is not important.
I think that what Jeremy, I think that what Jeremy said is so true about him, because when Chris and Mariska's children came on the set, why do you think they were so giddy?
Right.
Because of The Lion King. And so there you go, that's, you know, Jeremy's work spans, you don't see his face, but you certainly get his whole character in that film, and kids just go, as I heard from Mariska and Chris, that their kids just went crazy, because it was like they identify him as Scar. So Jeremy has this a wide-ranging audience.
Jeremy, what of all the projects that you've done, is there one that's most dear to your heart or that you consider your proudest accomplishment?
Yeah, and you'll probably be surprised. I think it's a movie called Lolita, which I made, which I thought did everything that a movie should do, which is to stir up people, make them question things, to dealing with a tricky subject. Very, very, very well-made film by Adrian Lyne, a film which sadly got very small distribution because the studios got very frightened about it, about the subject matter, and a classic novel. And a picture which actually Showtime put out eventually, and then it had a very small read. But I think I think my work in that sort of spans. I suppose also because I'm a little bit, my nature is a little bit anarchic, and because it was such a politically incorrect movie, and because I think that one of the things that movies and stories should do is to stir the sediment at the bottom of our apathetic pond, and to open people's eyes to situations which they tend to shy away from. I think that movie pressed all those buttons, and therefore I'm proud of that, although I'm proud in other ways of some of the other work that I've been lucky enough to be involved in.
Jeremy, I was wondering, how has your experience on SVU compared with other projects you've done before?
Well, there are some projects you enjoy more than others, and I have to say that SVU is way up with those I've enjoyed. It was a lovely team of people. They made me very welcome. I didn't fall on my face, I hope. Although I have to say, I haven't seen it, so maybe I do fall on my face.
No, you don't. Not at all.
Good. I'd been filming in Hungary for about 5 months before that, and it was very nice to come to New York for a week and not only meet some new friends on this show, but to catch up with old friends. You know, life and work, it's lovely when it meshes together. So it was a very happy experience.
And Neil, how are actors chosen and approached for guest roles on the show?
In a couple of ways. One, when they're actors we really want to work with, we go to them, say like Jeremy, and we see if there's any interest, and then we develop a story specifically for them. So this show that's going to be on Wednesday, as we've said, is a very complex character, so it demands kind of the large talent that Jeremy has. So we specifically wrote a part that, you know, he could play that was complicated. So, you know, we go after various folks and design stories that we think that they'll be interested in doing that challenge them, and can tell some, as Jeremy was saying about Lolita, can tell some important, or can raise some important questions in the minds of the viewers, which I think next week's show does. It's not just a straightforward mystery by any means. It's a show that really kind of pits our characters against each other, B.D. Wong and Chris Maloney particularly, around Jeremy's character. So we look for a lot of complexity and conflict, as Jeremy is saying, that illustrates elements of our lives.
Thanks, Jeremy and Neil, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, columns, and resources. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.